Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, good friends. Today we're going to go at the Buyer's Guide, Part 2, Herbal Secrets. In other words, I want to address the consumer, the prospective patient, and take them to a deeper level in terms of the choices that they make when they decide how they're going to spend their hard-earned money on nutritional supplements. And, you know, the simple and the predominant way that we try to explain this is on the basis of what symptom do I have and how can that herb fit the symptom. And I think everybody that produces herbs today or nutraceuticals tries to do that because that's the way we learn it. You know, from the time we're young, we're indoctrinated into this notion that if you have a symptom, you simply tell the doctor your symptom, and then he finds a sufficient remedy, pharmaceutical or otherwise. So you see, we've transferred this mentality to the herbal realm. And yet it doesn't really work that way often enough. So if it works for you, if you have a problem like fatigue, and somebody tells you that such and such an herb will help you with your fatigue, because studies show that, and you take that herb and it works for you, and continue to do that. But I'm trying to address something that I see that's extremely prevalent in the healing community, and that is people that are spinning around in circles with chronic problems that demand a grade 2, grade 3 level inquiry, where you really have to think, like Sherlock Holmes has to think, you have to think with somebody, hopefully an herbalist, a physician, someone that can get in there with you and brainstorm this. And since a lot of you can't get in to see the doctor because, well, whatever, there's not enough money, you're too busy, my solution, as always, is education. So this is for you if you're stuck in some chronic spin trying to figure out your path and you're finding the journey a fascinating one. In other words, that your healing is not a detour. Your healing is part of your destiny. Isn't that great? Your healing is not a detour. Your healing is part of your destiny. If you can make that transition, the show's for you. So here we go. Herbal Secrets, Buyer's Guide, Part 2. All right. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Somebody says, doctor or radio host, I have bone concerns. I have issues about my health as it relates to bone, osteoporosis, so on and so forth. My bones ache. Now, if you listen to radio shows and you read, generally speaking, it's not going to be rocket science for you to understand that you're going to need calcium, an absorbable form of calcium. You're going to need vitamin D. You're going to need exercise, some sunshine, and you're going to need to have your hormones balanced. That's to be had everywhere. That's not any secret. You can Google it up. You can get on any radio show and listen to people talk about their product and how their product will give you the best calcium, the best vitamin D, the best hormonal balance, so on and so forth. So that's what I call a grade one approach. If that works for you, it works. But check this out. I'm going to spin you a little bit. I'm going to ask you to use a deeper level of understanding of the body. Thus my point. If you've got bone concerns, suppose it's because you have an infection. Some of you already know an infection causes the body to produce bleach, sodium hypochlorite, to buffer the infection. And that uses calcium. So literally, if you have an infection, you dissolve bone to disinfect the blood. That's a level two understanding, but watch how this spins into something. You don't have HCL. And the reason you don't have your HCL is because you've decided not to eat salt. Plain old salt. Sea salt. Pink salt. Rock salt. And you don't eat your salt because you don't think it's good because you have high blood pressure. So your doctor says stay off salt because you have high blood pressure, so you don't take it, so you don't make HCL. So when you get an infection, it's in part because you don't have that disinfectant HCL working systemically in your body. The irony is, now I'm going to advance this, your high blood pressure is really because you don't sleep. And because you don't sleep, you don't make enough adrenaline, and that's what controls the blood pressure. And the reason you don't sleep is because your gallbladder is clogged. But you think your gallbladder function is adequate because you take a teaspoon a day of coin grass to be found in gallbladder ND. But it's never occurred to you that until you release large quantities of bile, say in a coffee enema, or had a very successful olive oil flush, that your gallbladder wouldn't really achieve optimal function. So look at that. Look at what I just spin there. Look at that web. I could sit down and write thousands of these webs. So let's go back. You have an infection, and your pH doesn't get balanced. And you're looking out there in the world for anti-infective herbs. And you're looking for herbs to support bone function. But look at the spin on that. Really, what should have happened is you should have come to terms with the fact through testing, through insight into your own body, that you were the person who over the years didn't eat salt. There's the pearl of knowledge. And since you didn't eat salt because you had high blood pressure, but your high blood pressure was because you don't sleep, and because you don't sleep, you don't make your adrenaline, and your adrenaline sets to regulate the amount of water in the blood vessel, and to some extent, the sodium-potassium balance. And you don't sleep because your gallbladder's clogged, but you think you got your gallbladder handled because you take a teaspoon a day of coin grass or some other cholalog, something that moves the bile, some herb that will move the bile out of the liver into the gallbladder, into the intestine. And you've been taking these herbs. You may even have done a flush or two, but you've never realized it until you see yellow, green bile come out of your body. You're not hitting critical mass. You're hitting the heavy bag, but nothing's falling down. You're going through the motions, but nothing's moving. But you're just going through the motions because you don't understand the reason you're supposed to do these things. Now look at the spin on that. And for every single symptom, you can go into 100 different scenarios. Now I think we've educated the American public from the days of Adele Davis to Bobby Riggs to the point where they're smart enough to really, really question why they buy what they buy. You know, I hear this. So you go into Whole Foods, you go into some of these places that give the public herbs, the public's getting very smart. And my take on it is that we have educated the public to the point where the public has to commit on a deeper level to their process. It's kind of like politics. You know, you got to face it. If you're 40, 50 years old, you grew up in the Wonder Bread years, and nobody really followed politics. Things were good. The money was flowing. We didn't really trust our politicians, but we didn't really get involved. Well, I think that changed about 5 years ago. I think we're at the point where the nation as a whole, for the first time in a long time, is starting to really look. And that's because the situation's gotten bad to the point where people have to get educated. And I think health is the same way. I think collectively, most people after the age of 60 are petrified at the thought of going to the doctor because, or the hospital, worst yet, because underneath it all, there's this deep fear that they're never going to come out and that they're not going to ever, ever become radiant again. And I think the statistics bear us out on that. So just like the public has to commit to a deeper understanding of politics, you've got to commit to a deeper understanding of herbs. So the spin that I just gave you on infection and HCL is a spin that I think you should educate yourself over the next upcoming year or two and then profit from. Now, when you put your time into a healing process, you have to think in terms of time, money, energy, balanced with the depth of your health concern. I want you to think of your health as a rug. I want you to think of how you feel every day like the living room rug. Odd, yes, but perfect. Because that rug has different types of dirt on it. Everybody knows that on the rug is dirt that you could basically sweep off the rug. And then everybody knows that there's dirt on the rug that you've got to vacuum off the rug. And then everybody knows there's that stain on the rug that's going to take a little bit of specialized care to take out of the rug. And then everybody knows there's that part of the rug that may just be permanently damaged. And if it's not, you're going to have to really work on very, very sophisticated levels to get that stain out of the rug. So there's low-grade stains, medium-grade stains, high-grade stains, and then stains that may threaten the very fiber of the rug. Your body is the same way. And depending on the depth and numbers of stains on your rug is just how much time, money, and energy you're going to spend. And you got to get clear on that. Lots of people live in this delusion that with serious chronic problems, they're going to ingest 2, 3 capsules, 4 capsules a meal, and it's all going to work out. And they sit there shocked that it doesn't. You know lots of people like that. What we've created is in part a delusional society about what nutrition and holistic medicine is designed to bring you depending upon how much time, money, and energy you want to put into it. There is an unbelievable, I see people each week with an unbelievable false perception, deep illusion as to what they're going to put in terms of time, money, and energy versus what they have. If you've been sick for 10 years, you're not coming out of it in 6 weeks. If you've got friends that have been sick for 5 or 10 years, they're not coming out of it in 6 weeks. That's completely unrealistic. And those are the people, the ones who are chronically ill that don't generally respond on the symptom ERM level. Many of those types of people are going to run into that plateau after a short period of time where they start to spin. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to take all these wonderful products that you hear about on the radio for years from Premier Research Labs, and what we're going to do is go through them in groups. So I'm sitting here looking at a chart of about 150 different herbs, and I'm going to spend as much time as I can direct in this show today towards giving you a perception about how to group these herbs to understand with a little bit more subtlety how to buy, how to purchase, based on what do you decide. So let's get to it. Number one, basic concept as you design an herbal program. Number one, this comes out of Germany. Germany, I mind you, back in the 20s and 30s, were devoting vast resources in the scientific community to study the fusion between Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine, Vedic medicine, and hard science. And the German scientists worked very diligently. So by the time the 60s hit, Germany was way ahead, eons, miles ahead of America as far as understanding what really health was about. And if you go to Germany today, you'll see vast resources within their forest lands devoted to healing clinics. And the Germans don't consider holistic medicine a crapshoot. They don't consider holistic medicine just a game of dice. They consider it.